Rosita, many fresh grads worry about their lack of full-time work experience. What's your advice to them?
I'd say, don't worry too much. Employers realize that fresh grads, by definition, have limited work experience. My company focuses on assessing the whole person and whether he or she has the key competencies we are seeking.
But are you interested in an applicant's part-time work experience?
Yes, we are. Especially if the applicant can relate the part-time work experience to the key competencies we are looking for. Certainly, applicants should be able to give clear reasons for doing the work they did and try to show how it fits in with their long-term career plans.
So is it better, say, for an accountancy student in summer to work in some junior capacity in an accountant's office rather than work in McDonald's?
Actually, any kind of work experience is valuable, provided, as I mentioned earlier, that applicants show they are aware of their reasons for taking a job and how it fits in with their future career plans.
Okay. Now, can I ask you how you regard extracurricular activities at university?
My company views them with great interest and for very practical reasons. Working for us will involve mixing with a wide range of people from different cultures and different professions. Now, extracurricular activities are a good way of getting students to mix with students other than those from their own department. This is useful preparation for work.
Right. So extracurricular involvement is an important consideration for you in an interview.
Yes, for the reasons I've explained, and also because such activities develop interpersonal and team-building skills. But a prospective employee also needs to show me that he or she is aware of the benefits of the activity. They must know why they're doing it, over and above the idea that it will kill time or that their friends are already involved.
Okay. Can we turn now to the personal qualities you're looking for in an employee? Is there a single most important quality you look for?
Not really. When we set up groups of employees to work for clients, we call such groups engagement teams, incidentally. The members of those teams need to have all the relevant personal qualities. Initiative, reliability, and ability to work in a team, of course.
So the qualities are hard to order or separate?
Yes, that's right. And I would add another quality to the list.
Which is?
Maturity.
How would you define maturity as it relates to your expectation of employees?
For me, is the ability to respond and react appropriately in a variety of professional circumstances. This is really important. My company provides a service, and our clients, large and small, are all important to us. Our staff are like ambassadors and need to project a professional image. Maturity is essential for doing this.
Yes, I can see that. So even a fresh grad employee needs a high degree of maturity.
Yes. And I want to add one more thing to the growing list of personal qualities we require.
Okay.
Our clients come from all kinds of companies and cultural backgrounds. So our employees need a wide enough general knowledge to interact successfully with them. People don't just talk about accounts all the time.
Right. General knowledge is useful for business-related socializing.
Exactly. General knowledge should, of course, include an element of social and commercial awareness. Employees need to be aware of current issues.
Okay. Perhaps we could now discuss skills.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look for particular skills?
Well, I put skills into two categories. And the first and most important category contains interpersonal, communication, and analytical skills. Specific language skills, by the way, I treat as part of communication skills.
Mm-hmm. And the second category?
I reserve that for computer and technical skills.
Why are interpersonal and communication skills so important?
Because they relate to the interaction our engagement teams have with our clients. Increasingly, computers can do our accountancy calculations for us. But it's our employees who interact with others, create good relationships, and deliver quality services, all of which are vital to the success of our company.